Welcome to Podcast Tinker, di mana semua orang ada cerita.
Betul, jika anda tengok Podcast Tinker di TV setiap hari Rabu pukul 8 pagi, digital di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Shock, Spotify dan juga YouTube dengan namanya Podcast Tinker. Okey, Syafa.
Yes.
Guest ni.
Guest kita hari ini.
Hari ini ialah sangat menarik sebab ini sebenarnya saya bergaduh sikit dengan cameraman.
Okay.
Masa kita shoot podcast last week, cameraman tu ada kat sini.
Okay.
Dia datang kat saya. Eh, kau tahu tak, aku dengar satu podcast ni tau, podcast Financial Faiz.
Okay.
Aku dengar podcast dengan Asad Mokhtar. Mamat ni dah lain tu.
Oh.
Lepas tu aku macam, ya ke? Last aku nama Asad Mokhtar ni.
Asad Mokhtar.
Jadi dia bertanya dia yang betul ni.
Macam ada cara sebut betul eh. Okay.
So, dulu dia penyanyi. Lepas tu kita tahu sampai situ je lah.
Lepas tu dia macam hilang.
Sebab kita kan selalu tengok TV dan juga arus perdana lah. Kemudian saya pun dengan niatnya nak tak dengar tak percaya lah.
Okay.
Orang cakap tak ada, no picture, no proof. So saya pergi lah dengar. Ternyata babe.
Ternyata.
Saya dengar macam ni orang lain.
Okay.
Ni macam dia dah dirasuk.
Oh wow. Dia macam dah keluar, dia dah masuk benda lain masuk dekat
dia. Dia macam ada benda lain kat masuk dalam dia. Dia bukan Asad Mokhtar yang aku kenal masa datang ke Astro.
Okay.
Alah-alah dah sebut namanya, kita kenalkan.
Okay, macam mana nak pronounce nama Asad sebenarnya?
Hai, assalamualaikum semua. Saya Asad Mokhtar.
Asad
Mokhtar.
So, yes, Asad actually.
Yes.
Oh, bukan Asad.
It's actually Asad. Tapi sebab tu Arab kan, sampai Malaysia dia Asad lah. Maksud kawan jadi Sad terus. Kawan lagi dapat dia Asad.
Sama dengan Asad Mokhtar yang sekarang ini, orang kata nama je dah semakin meningkat naik. Bukan di dunia nyanyian.
Okay.
Tetapi di dunia digital. Dan kemudian saya tengok podcast-podcast pun semua dah panggil Asad.
Asad.
Dah jadi guest. Kita agak lambat sikit lah.
Tapi tak apa, kita akan ride.
Jangan risau.
Semana yang boleh kita akan ride.
Saya dah dengar semua podcast. Saya katanya soalan-soalan yang mungkin berbeza sikit dengan podcast sikit lain.
Okay. Sikit lah. Alright. So kalau macam podcast-podcast lain tu, diorang selalunya, okay, yang Asad dah keluar previously, basically apa dia punya pengisian?
So mostly the podcast I go to, we talk about usually masculinity ataupun business lah kan. So that's what we usually focus on because that's the thing that I'm doing currently right
okay.
now.
Okay.
So macam dunia industri hiburan Asad ada kurang sikit borak pasal benda tu.
Okay, so hari ni kita nak sembang pasal Asad sendiri.
Okay.
Bukannya pasal dunia hiburan dan sebagainya. Okay. Kita nak, you know, kita pernah kenal Asad dan tiba-tiba Asad hilang. And then sekarang ni dah muncul, bukanlah sekarang, it's not recent right? Sebab you memang sentiasa ada, it's just you're changing, you're shifting to another thing.
Tukalin lah macam
tu. Tukalin.
Tukalin.
So, kita nak tanya Asad sendirilah.
Boleh lah, alang-alang. Apa kata kita main susur galur lah
Susur galur.
Susur galur maksudnya kita akan lalu daripada awal sampailah habis. Okay, Asad. Kita tahu dulu Asad Mokhtar. Asad. Maafkan saya kalau saya sebut Asad.
Tak apa. It's fine. Boleh.
Dulu Asad Mokhtar lahir daripada orang kata cover song.
Okay.
Kemudian dia penyanyi dengan lagunya Senyum. Can you see you smile? Saya akan cuba menyanyi.
Nampak tak eye contact dengan cameraman? Sepanjang podcast ni, siapa akan buat eye contact dengan cameraman?
Macam mana Asad boleh terfikir nak jadi penyanyi, Asad?
Okay, awal jadi penyanyi because Asad tak berapa minat nak pergi sekolah. That's the honest truth kan. Because at school, most of the time Asad ada kawan ataupun I wasn't really good at my academics.
Okay.
So, I fikir macam I have to find something else that could probably help me be successful in the future. So, I sat down, Asad fikir macam what skill do I have? I said I could kind of sing. I have a package, you know, to some people they say I have good looks. So, I saw that this is an opportunity for me to sell lah kan. So dari situ pun Asad tengok yang the market tak banyak sangat penyanyi. Asad punya competition tak ramai. Time tu ada Ismail Zani, Hakim Nusli. So it was undersaturated. So Asad masuk industri ni pun for me it was planned. On the way I viewed it last time, it was planned because there was not many people in the industry. So it was a supply and demand issue. Orang cover tak ramai. So Asad masuk and join the ride sekali. And then from there, that's where I gained my success.
Oh, zaman tu memang senang kalau kita cover.
Yes.
Nak jadi artis agak senang ke macam mana? Macam mana Asad boleh tiba-tiba diserap?
Back then, it was easy because in America back then, dah ramai orang buat cover. Tapi orang buat cover kat Malaysia tak ramai lagi. Time yang tengah famous tu buat cover, Ismail Zani lah kan. So Asad tengok macam tak banyak competition. There was Sarah Suhairi and this other artist as well, right? So that time, if we masuk the industry at the right time, it was easier for us to gain followers and views lah. Because tak ramai orang buat. And it was a demand, I would say, in social media back then.
You kawan dengan Ismail Zani lah. Time tu, sebelum jadi artis, adakah korang berdua memang kawan ke?
So, we became friends when Asad dah jadi macam famous sikit lah. Not really before the industry. Before industry, macam tak kenal langsung. Then we became friends as we were famous.
Kemudian Asad, orang kata meletup dengan... Sebab Asad ada darah Libya.
Yes.
Mom's side or father?
My mom is Malay. My father is pure Arabian Libya.
Macam mana penerimaan tu, sebab zaman tu rasanya penerimaan orang macam mix. Memang tentu orang suka lah, sebab dulu ada zaman yang na na la na la nu na.
Apa benda ni?
Lagu Arab tu. So masa tu Asam Otak pun tiba-tiba somehow terjebak dalam arus itu.
Sebab saya handsome lah cerita
dia. Ayah handsome lah. Dia Arabic-Arabic look.
Handsome nyanyi sedap.
Masa awal-awal jadi penyanyi tu, adakah Asad terus tinggalkan dunia pembelajaran ke, ataupun along the way sambil-sambil?
Okay, not really, not entirely. So, bila Asad start menyanyi dulu, I was still studying of course, tapi it was I had my risk management line, so I tengok macam benda ni boleh pergi jauh ke tidak.
Okay.
So before I left my schooling and I went fully homeschool to focus on my career, I tengok lah how many followers I had. So I made the full decision to stop going to school fully after I passed like 250,000, 300,000 followers on Instagram. So I tengok macam oh, benda ni ada potential to go. So my focus is here. And then at that time, I started earning a bit of money already from singing, but cover, I performed the IUD, etc. So that money I used to fund my homeschooling back then.
Kejap, kalau okay, selalu kalau ini kalau orang-orang lain lah kan, janganlah berhenti belajar walaupun nyanyi ke tak kisahlah apa-apa pun, main game ke stream ke apa, belajar jangan stop. Tapi Asad tak stop kan belajar, habiskan SPM juga,
habiskan semua. Yes.
Okay, tapi masa tu memang dah terus fokus aku nak jadi penyanyi.
Yes, that time memang Asad fokus nak jadi penyanyi. Yeah.
Okay, bila Asad dah fikir nak jadi penyanyi tu, masa tu umur 16
nak masuk 17. Betul,
agak besar juga decision tu.
Betul.
Parents
semua okay?
Okay, at first, of course, we have the standard parents that will say, Asad, you have to study hard, you know, jadi doktor, you know, jadi lawyer or something, go to school kan. Tapi it wasn't something that I was really into. Asad rasa macam I am more to the entertainment side of things. So, I saw that this is something I can sell. So, I went through singing lah.
Pengaruh, siapa pengaruh Asad
tak
tu?
Ada, tak ada pengaruh.
Tak ada orang eh? Maksudnya memang...
Asad memang nobody pengaruh Asad. Asad memang ikut kepala otak sendiri.
Yeah. Maksudnya dia menyanyi tu mungkin ada, maksudnya sebab tengok cover daripada luar negara ke ataupun macam...
Okay, maybe that could be a factor because I saw macam, of course lah, as a young person, Asad minat lah all these other artists in Hollywood kan. And Asad tengok macam it's quite fun to be in the industry in Malaysia, etc. So, I tried to venture into it lah.
Lepas tu bila Asad keluar single pertama, masa umur 17.
17, betul.
17 tahun. Masa tu memang August. Orang kata... adik-adik kita lah.
Betul.
Siapa adik-adik?
Bukan. Maksudnya orang-orang yang macam wah, oh, Asad handsome, the next gen.
Okay,
the
faham.
Next macam contohnya Justin Bieber lah. Masa tu bila Asad dapat orang kata overwhelming punya support lah daripada orang ramai keliling, macam mana perasaan tu?
It was exciting lah because I rasa macam the hard work pay off. Okay, I'm not going to say yang influencing ni is hard work lah, it's very easy work sebenarnya. So I'm not going to say oh susah betul nak jadi artist whatever kan. So alhamdulillah, bersyukur I got the rezeki. But I was very happy that it happened and I became successful from it. But I knew that it wouldn't last long. So I had an exit strategy as well lah.
Dalam jangka masa berapa panjang yang macam Asad cakap, oh, kerjaya aku sampai sini saja?
Okay, so when I look at artists, usually yang cepat naik, cepat turun, etc. The way I look at it is like you have around 2 years of really hyped up fame. So when in my 2 years of prime, during Asad tengah famous gila, I didn't spend any money. I save most of my money because I want to venture into business in the future.
Memang dah tahu maksudnya.
Yeah, so everything is planned. It's a bit strange lah. Asad from the age of 18, I think, 17, I made like a rough idea and a plan how my life is going to be up to 75 years old. Macam tu lah.
Wow. Yeah.
Maksudnya, okay, kalau macam, contoh lah kalau saya umur 17 contoh dah dapat duit RM10,000 confirm dah
Enjoy lavish lah.
Kereta, jam dan sebagainya. Kenapa Asad ada mindset macam tu? Ada siapa pengaruh ke? Atau
I would
memang...
say it's also rezeki yang Allah bagi ke Asad yang saya tak baik kawan. So, I don't have much friends. I was always alone. So, I can truly know myself properly as a person. So, I'm not heavily influenced by other people. So, I do things for myself purely.
Selalunya kalau contoh Asad dapat payment lah okay lah.
Sebab apa amalan?
Nak tanya jugalah, mungkin ada adik-adik ataupun orang yang macam Asad kan. Kita ambil contoh one figure, contoh 1,000.
Okay,
1,000 senang lah kan. Berapa ratus yang Asad simpan, berapa ratus yang Asad belanja?
Guna.
Okay, so okay, we're speaking 1,000. One of my first paycheck was 1,000. That one I gave to charity. Tapi that one doesn't really matter. Tapi the way I would spend 1,000 is, back then, I tried to minimize my cost of living as much as I can because Asad rasa muda, there's no point for me to live a lavish life yet. So I'm focused more on the future because not about now, it's about masa depan juga kan. So we are not sure we're going to live up to that age line, tapi we try to plan for the future. So with that 1,000, I would say back then, 1,000, I'll put maybe 500 in ASB. So I started my ASB straight away. And then I think the other 500 too is just for me to spend on needs, not wants. So there's no wants. There's difference with needs and wants.
Yes.
So wants is like you want a watch, you want a car. So needs is like food and the things you need to grow yourself.
Okay, kejap. Bila
pelik sebab okay, untuk sebab muda-muda macam tu dah fikir macam tu. Kalau aku nak dia lah PS5.
Betul, dia umur 16. Adakah memang sebab Asad cakap itu bukanlah influence daripada sesiapa kan? That's just how, macam mana Asad plan sendiri kehidupan Asad punya perjalanan, right? So, tapi adakah disebabkan, I would say it's a kebolehan. I mean like tak semua orang, definitely aku tidak, di umur 16 tahun dah ada like future, okay dah tahu nak buat apa. By the time you're 25, by the time you're 35 dah tahu nak buat apa. Adakah disebabkan faktor-faktor ni, adakah di influence daripada you punya upbringing?
Yes, I would say it has a lot to do with the way I grew up in my family, etc. You know, because we didn't really come from a wealthy family. I remember that nasi kecap telur was good days. You know, sardine were good days. Most of the time, it's nasi kecap telur. After my mom and I got divorced, she had to raise all four children. It was very hard. So she was a single mom for years. It was very challenging for her. So I told myself, I don't want to keep on living this life. I have to find a way to change it. And alhamdulillah, I think if I explain the full story pun, people won't really believe yang that's the family I came from, because we're so different right now again. Because we've all ventured into business and everyone's doing very well. So yeah, I think it was also based on the past. It's because I don't want to live that anymore. So I try to not complain, and I believe that life is completely your choice. And this, the reason why we're here today is based on the decisions we made in the past, kan?
Betul.
So I try to better myself every day lah back then.
Maksudnya betul lah, maksudnya upbringing lah. Maksudnya Asad tahu dulu
dah nampak sendiri macam susah. Betul.
Asad nak sulung ke?
Asad nombor tiga.
So abang kakak?
Abang dan kakak.
Abang
dan adik lelaki.
Adik lelaki.
Oh, Asad nombor tiga daripada empat adik-beradik. Selalunya nombor tiga ni degil.
Yeah, in a way, I would say I'm quite degil juga. I'm quite rebellious in terms of my success stories. Because my siblings all went to university. I'm the only one who didn't went to university. Just SPM saja. I would say my family, my siblings are, they're quite educated. They're smart people. Even my dad, my real dad back then, he has like masters, I think, in business, something like that. Then my sister is a four-flat student. My brother's an engineer student. My younger brother pun business management. So they all went to university. Asad seorang yang tidak.
Okay. Okay, bila Asad cakap macam tu, okay, contoh Asad memang dah berdikari, mindset dah berbeza. Lepas tu bila Asad jadi penyanyi, masuk industri, tiba-tiba okay je, hidup ikut-ikut, maksudnya ikut rencah Asad, tiba-tiba Asad dikecam. Yang pertamanya sebab kononnya dulu suara lah orang cakap. Suara dan juga jual muka je. Asad dulu macam terasa tak? Yelah, umur 16 tahun, 17 tahun, kena kecap satu Malaysia tau. Ini kan kena kecap kat sekolah.
Yeah, I would say I was one of the most hated artists juga back then, at my younger punya generation. But I enjoyed most of my time, because I had a plan. I know I won't be doing this forever, insyaAllah. So I just know I have to get through this to move on to the next step. So it's okay lah.
Okay, I believe yang Asad takkan consider that as your like downfall. Kan?
No, it's not my
sebabnya,
downfall.
Sebabnya macam ada one point tu, Asad terus hilang tau. Nobody, maksudnya macam tak ada cerita dengar Asad kat mana dan sebagainya. Macam once in a while, everyone akan macam, eh, budak ni kat mana sekarang?
Tak dalam TV.
Apa yang berlaku ketika itu?
Okay, so that time, it happened during, basically it was COVID lah. So I left during COVID. So the way I look at my, in the way I wanted, not really leave the industry, I'm still here. I wouldn't say I have left the industry pun. Kalau macam, I rasa macam nak berlakon, I berlakon, I balik kan. Nyanyi-nyanyi, I balik kan. Tapi it's not really something I'm purely focused at. So I left at the top of the chart. So kan biasa people go up, then they start going down, there's a downtrend. So I go up, then I terus ciao. So I look at it, it's one of the best ways for me to leave. So then you cannot see Asad jatuh, Asad just hilang. So I think that's a more fun way to look at it. So I left during COVID, because during COVID, from all the money I've saved up from singing, you bayangkan lah, banyak-banyak show, all these things, then boom, you hit a wall, there's no income at all.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're all stressed out. I think me and my brothers, we all just sat down, we need to do something, because our financials are not good, right? So with the money I saved up, we started doing business from there lah.
Okay, to business lah. Tapi nasib lagi pasal penyanyian. Sebab saya antara one of the biggest impact Asad tinggalkan sebelum Asad ciao ialah di mana Asad pergi Indonesia. Salah satu klip lah, Asad tahulah viral klip ni, dan selalu orang memperlekehkan Asad.
Lagu Armada Suara Pecah tu kan?
Yes. Okay, boleh tak walk us through? Kita tak tahu, tiba-tiba kita tengok Asad kat sana.
Okay.
Asad datang sana untuk apa sebenarnya?
So I went there because nama Asad quite strong in Indonesia, I would say. I would say maybe 20-30% or maybe 40% of my followers on Instagram, TikTok are from Indonesia. So I went there to tour Indonesia. It was quite fun. But in the morning too, when I was supposed to perform on that TV show, It was really early in the morning, and I must say I'm not the best of singers as well, kan. So suara saya pecah naturally.
Tak,
I mean, I have to be true to myself lah. Sama bila tipu kan. I would say I'm not the best at singing, but I'm just okay. Mm-hmm. I can get by lah, macam tu kan. So my suara pecah, and then it went all over Malaysia, and I got a lot of hate. But it's okay. I better myself from there. Not a problem.
Time tu Asad okay tak? Sebab ini itu yang memang all out tau. Sebab saya tengok semua portal, tak kisahlah Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, semua ambil video Asad tu lah. Dan rasanya kononnya macam memalukan negara lah, because you ada wakil from Malaysia lah kononnya datang sana kan. Tapi bila balik Malaysia, Asad okay je lah, tak ada apa-apa,
tak ada
precaution
apa-apa. I went out, I was chilled about it. Okay, I would say maybe to be frank with everyone, 1 week I sat at home, I just played The Sims, I remember. So we had a PS4 already. My adik beli. My adik ni suka beli game-game semua. So I just sat home, main The Sims, main all these games. For 1 week tak keluar rumah, I was like, eh, sampai bila nak macam ni kan? Sampai bila nak, takut. So I just get back with my life. And eventually no one really cared. So I just move forward lah.
Yelah, just sambil berlalu pergi je lah. Betul? Esok dah viral benda lain lah.
Yelah tu. Yeah, betul. Betul lah.
Tapi adakah antara momen-momen itu yang membuatkan Asad lebih matang dari segi pemikiran? Sebab untuk menerima kecaman umur yang agak muda eh.
Betul.
Saya kena kecam 25 pun saya dah rasa nak nangis tau. Ini kan pula umur 20, 19.
Yeah, but I try to take things with a very optimistic point of view. So Asad tengok ni, diorang kecam, it's not kecam like they want to bring me down. Maybe they want me to be better. So I improve where I can, where I cannot. Tak apalah kan.
Satu soalan, kenapa Asad, okay, tadi Asad kata hilang. Tapi kenapa reason Asad terus tukar lane? Macam kalau contohlah, kalau ada penyanyi, kadang-kadang dia, okeylah aku break daripada keluar TV, tapi contohnya corporate show aku still ambil. Tapi Asad macam tiba-tiba, eh mana?
Okay, so entire hilang, Asad still buat commercials, Asad still campaigns on social media semua kan. Tapi it's because my line of focus have changed. So I try to prioritize what's more important to me, which is right now my businesses lah. So I focus on that.
Bila Asad cakap pasal business ni, first business yang Asad venture, dan umur berapa, dan bila, kenapa, bagaimana?
Okay, it's very small. I didn't start with anything big pun. I would consider yang jual baju as merchandise Asad Mutar pun also a business. So that was the first thing I did.
Oh, tu you handle sendiri?
Tak ada orang jaga? Me and my brothers handle sendiri. Yeah, so we sold clothes, merchandise, etc. again. And then after that, we did so many other things. I think we did like over 10 type of businesses kot. Tapi only beberapa je melekat kan. So we kept on trying on error. So we gave ourselves a time frame. How long can we make this succeed? If cannot, we just push it aside lah. No sentimental. Like, oh, we can keep going. We don't waste money.
Apa yang kickstart Asad nak berniaga? Contohlah, kalau contohlah penyanyi, sekarang mungkin ada kesedaran. Contohnya, oh, kalau menyanyi tak lama, kita kena berniaga side-side, jual sambal ke apalah. What's not. Kalau macam Asad, apa yang kickstart nak berniaga tu? Adakah sebab tengok duit makin kurang ke? Atau
COVID tu lah. COVID.
COVID is one of the biggest reasons, because when you only have one source of income, I like to say this everywhere tau, when you only have one source of income, that's where the problem occurs actually. Like if you look at this table kan, kalau table ni ada satu kaki, kaki tu patah, your whole financial system falls. But if you have four, it will shake, it will not fall. So I try to have as many sources of income as I can. In case if this one fails, I have something else to back me up. Macam tu lah.
Kalau dulu, okay, source of income Asad
menyanyi sahaja.
Nyanyi. Lepas tu, apa yang menjadi kaki low, kaki meja yang seterusnya?
Okay, so it was a starting, we start jual baju lah. That was the smallest thing we started, yeah.
Baju okay.
It was okay, it wasn't that much. I think maybe you can make like 2,000-3,000 extra a month macam tu lah.
Oh, tu macam ada poket lah. Kemudian, macam mana timbul minat berniaga ni? Macam sebab orang kalau dia nak berniaga, dia kan ada benda yang spark tau.
Betul.
Apa yang spark?
Because sebenarnya it's something that you are always interested in from the beginning.
It was something yang me and my siblings, I would say, has always been interested in. My sister not really, but I'll say my brothers, lucky kita memang interested in business. So we knew it was something we were going to venture into. We're just waiting for the right time.
Faham. Kalau macam Abang Asad umur berapa sekarang?
Abang Asad 24.
Eh, muda
juga lagi.
Maksudnya the whole family, the whole siblings yang macam join the business, they started, you guys started at very like,
yes, I'll say my brother lagi banyak business macam-macam dia buat.
Dia buat apa?
Tak ingat lah, so many things he did.
Prominent one?
Right now he is part of the company's business. He supplies rumput basically. He supplies rumput and cutting grass. So it's very boring business, but I find it very interesting because you know why? Orang tak tahu pun yang that's our business. So if anything happens to my name pun, the business still there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jual rumput eh?
Yeah, jual rumput, jual baju. Very boring stuff. Yeah.
Tapi memang market tu besar lah.
Actually, yeah, it's quite big because tak ada siapa nak buat, tapi the demand is there. So easy to do.
Ini rumput yang macam kalau orang letak dekat rumah
dia? Ya, like all the cow grass, sort of Japanese grass, all the baju-baju, all kita buat lah.
Oh.
Yeah. Ataupun like all DC, the workers yang potong rumput semua macam tu lah. One of it.
Ah. Oh, ini dah lain macam lah ni.
Betul. Okay, apa lagi bisnes lain yang Asad and family ada?
Okay, so my brother, my younger brother, now he has ventured into mobile detailing. So we had a car wash before this, but okay. car wash kan satu tapak. So we figured out yang in order to make more money, we have to solve rich people's problem. So most of these rich people yang banyak-banyak kereta mahal, and diorang tak nak pergi car wash. So we go to their house, they don't have to worry about time, we wash their cars there. Boleh polish, waxing, everything. Then selamat, we charge them a high price lah, macam tu.
Macam ni kan baru-baru ni case ada orang bawa kereta customer after accident.
Betul. So we go to their houses lah.
Pening juga masalah tu.
Oh, okay.
Tapi maksudnya semua berniaga, kakak je tak berniaga.
Kakak je tak berniaga.
Okay, Asad Motah bila berniaga, okay, saya agak kagum dengan Asad sebab pada usia yang agak 22, umur 22.
Yang agak 22. Dia memang 22, dia tak agak.
Tak nampak 22, babe. Kalau tutup telinga dengan podcast saya tutup tak ada visual, mesti ingat macam, ui, ini berada funda mana. Tapi, okay, Asad, sebelum kita pergi jauh-jauh, kenapa Asad buat badan? Dulu Asad badan agak...
Tidak dah.
Tak, bukan.
Okay, I was very skinny, betul?
Betul, memang skinny. Jumpa dekat Astro dulu, memang skinny. Memang nampak macam, memang nampak budak-budak. But right now, memang nampak macam abang gedeng lah. Motivation, apa motivation dia? Adakah sebab kena reject dengan girlfriend ke? Atau,
bukan.
Asal you are too kurus.
The reason why I started business, I started working out is because I knew I was venturing into business. And people have to understand that kalau kita ni muda in business kan, it's very challenging. Because most people won't believe you.
Faham.
Dia akan fikir, oh, you ni muda, you tahu apa kan? So, I try to mature myself. If people don't know my age, they'll think I'm 26 most of the time. Most of the people these days are 26, 25, 24, that kind of age. And so, more matured. So, the other reason on top of that, I would say, is when you start working out, you'll build confidence and you'll build discipline, which is exactly what you need for business. So, if I can consistently take care of my body, inshallah, I can take care of my companies as well. That's where I look at it.
Patutlah... Asad memang
macam tengah cakap dengan ni bos Mega Holding.
So adakah misai dan juga janggut tu ialah one of the main factor untuk you nampak sedikit berusia? Okay.
I really like that, like, you really have like macam memang you think through everything.
I try to.
Kalau contohlah kita go itu Asad punya minda, bila macam mana Asad punya proses ideation dan juga execution kalau business tu. Contoh lah, macam mana Asad dapat idea, macam mana Asad execute, macam
research
mana,
dan sebagainya.
Researchnya macam mana, walk us through macam mana flow dia.
Okay, so like if let's just say we're talking about business, right? Before I venture into anything, some people say, okay, you can build your own conglomerate, you can build your own ecosystem, but that's very challenging. That is like tahap Amazon, Elon Musk, all these people can very
big.
So like I have a friend lah, I asked him this question, but we'll talk about that later. So the way I start business, I look at the market cap of each industry. Like for example, now I'm in the production industry. If I'm not mistaken, the market cap for film production is about 500 billion internationally. And then also kalau macam campaign, social media, Malaysia is about 106 million ringgit. So it means the market is growing. And I think we're going to reach around 200 million next year. So this is a market I'll still venture and stay into. So when I look at the market share like that, I think macam as a person, how much can I grab from this market share, you know, to put into my pocket? Because if you want to create your own ecosystem, it's very challenging. Macam there's a friend of mine, he owns Fat Hopes Energy. Fat Hopes Energy. Very big, they do waste management. Very big company. So I told him this. He said, yeah, so that's great. Great way to look at it. Tapi if you want to be really, really huge, you have to build your own ecosystem. Tapi in order to do that, you have to find a very good opportunity and you need really good funding.
Funding tu? Dia cakap pasal funding tu. Siapa
Bro
yang
nak jadi funder sendiri?
Bukan saya nak fund. Saya pun tak ada duit lah.
Nak cari
funder.
Saya
nak fund kita punya podcast ni. Macam funder tu duit poket Asad sendiri ke? Ataupun kumpul? Oh, tak ada macam... Selalu kan kadang-kadang orang buat proposal. Boleh tak?
No. I think I would say most of my businesses always duit sendiri. Yeah, I haven't ventured into using loan banks yet, but I think it's already time for me to do that lah as my business grows kan. Because if I'm not mistaken, you should start using the banks to grow your business. But it's a bit scary to do that because if anything happens, you still have to pay back the loan, betul tak?
Yelah.
So right now, I'm still planning to see that later in the future lah.
Maksudnya Asad punya business semua debt-free lah? Tak ada hutang?
Tak ada.
Mantul baik. Tak tetapkan bukan? Sebab
tak tahu macam ni. Tak tercakap apa dah aku kat dalam podcast ni.
Habis tu, sebab tadi saya ambil Asad kat bawah.
Okay.
Kereta.
Janganlah.
Tak nak sebut brand. So kereta tu pun debt-free lah?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, that one is not debt-free. That one I took it so I can... There's a reason lah why I think I won't say in the podcast. But like, my office car is actually free because I don't even pay the monthly installment for it. So I invested money first, and then the dividends you get off of your investment, I use that to pay for my car.
Kenapa ada mentaliti yang tak nak berhutang ni?
Because okay, first of all, we're Muslim, right? So I try to avoid it as much as I can because riba isn't good. But if I have to, then I'll use it. But I try to get rid of it as fast as possible because we don't know when we're going to die. And I'm not sure if anyone else wants to take the responsibility of, you know, jaga tanggungjawab berhutang aset. It's not so great, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, kalau macam, kalau boleh kita tanya kan, sekarang ni kan, secara kasarnya, Asad punya, sebab I really like that you really have like macam plan your life.
Thank you.
So, and because it, sebab macam, itu adalah prinsipal yang berbeza dengan I, personally.
You, kau punya prinsipal apa?
Prinsipal aku adalah macam,
seize the day kan?
Yes, seize the day.
Whatever happen, happen.
Apa jadi in the future. Tapi macam, your kind of, principle is good for business dan sebagainya kan. Tapi siapa nak tanya, adakah Asad memang betul-betul fokus in the future ke, ataupun you macam, oh okay, I can plan about future and at the same time I can seize the day.
Yeah, correct. I plan for the future and I can seize the day at the same time.
How can we do that?
Okay, so I look at life. This is my father. He told me this, right? Which I highly agree on. He said life is only one day. Reason being is because yes, the past we can learn from it, but tomorrow's not guaranteed. So live every day like it could be your last. So every day I try to wake up as early as I can. I try to do the most that I can in hopes that eventually something better will happen in the future. Because people would say like, oh, we got lucky, etc. Kan? Tapi if you position yourself into a better situation, you can increase the chances of luck. So if you keep on working hard, eventually that door will open. Like people like to say overnight success doesn't exist. To me, it does actually, because you work for years. Then at one day, your proposal for a big project got approved. So the door is open. So in one night, your life completely changed. That does happen actually. But you have to position yourself in that lah first.
Betul lah. Macam ada saya dengar dia cakap, satu mamat ni lah cakap. Dia kata, you are one video away from viral. Tapi yes, nak betul? In order to get the video to viral, bukannya bawa upload satu terus viral.
Betul.
Mesti ada beratus-ratus video kita kena belajar buat and then baru viral. Okay, Asad. Bila saya bercakap macam ni, saya memang dengar macam moderator ataupun speaker. Ni lah, motivation lah. Dan kita pernah tengok juga Asad punya interview lama-lama. Macam mana perubahan Asad daripada seorang yang mungkin dia susah skip tuturannya, dia sampai sekarang ni Asad jadi seorang yang lebih petah, lebih confident, eloquent. Asad ada belajar mana-mana ke ataupun Asad self-taught benda-benda ni?
I would say most of it is self-taught and basically my business surroundings good. Because I'm often times surrounded by older people. And I would say I'm always the youngest in my friend group. Everyone's like 40 plus, 30 plus. I'm always the youngest.
Kau orang tua?
So I kau orang tua lah, which is, people would say it's quite boring, tapi it's for the best lah. Because I would say yang, I didn't come from a rich family, but a poor family doesn't have to come from me. So I'm trying my best to keep my children selesa in the future.
Macam mana Asad approach dengan geng-geng, not say tua, orang-orang berjaya yang dah berusia ni? Sebab macam saya nak jumpa diorang, mesti ada macam mentality, mesti diorang pandang rendah kat aku. Macam Asad lagi lah 22, macam saya 33. Mungkin sekarang boleh nak pergi, tapi still rasa macam doubt, self-doubt ni. Macam Asad, macam mana Asad approach orang-orang macam tu?
So most of the time is either events or friends of friends. Because eventually you do business, you'll meet clients, and oftentimes clients become better friends than normal friends, which is quite interesting. Yeah, so clients will introduce other clients and meet other people. That's just how it is.
Networking lah.
Yeah, networking lah.
Faham. Semua kaya-kaya lah.
Mostly yes, I would say I'm the poorest there. I'm
miskin. You go. Kalau ada kereta macam tu.
Yeah, I mean even though my car is like that, tapi I rasa confirm I paling miskin dekat situ, serius.
Adakah bagus kalau ada sifat berendah diri itu dengan orang-orang kaya? Sebab kadang-kadang ada orang macam, dia kaya,
kena tunjuk.
Dia macam, dia jumpa orang kaya, aku tunjuk aku kaya, baru aku belong to that group.
Tak juga. Maybe my friend groups and my circle, I think they're more mature. They don't really care. It's not just about being rich, being with them. I rasa if you have a good mindset pun, they don't mind being with you tau. So it's not just about how much money you have, it's about how you think. Because I would say these rich people, the way they look at the younger generation or like me, it's not just about how much money. They see if this potential, this person can grow or not, you know.
Selalu kalau contoh orang berkawan, kalau contoh kalau saya berkawan dengan orang bayi Asad, saya nak tahu your generation punya preference lah, apa yang dominat. Kalau macam orang akan gunakan Asad tak? Asad, you rasa generation you minat apa? Sebab I nak buat business ni.
Oh yeah, but most of the time when we sit down, we always share ideas. We rarely talk about events or gossip. It's just ideas on how we can better ourselves. Like, what do you think of this? What's your opinion? How can we grow? Do you have any business ideas? You know, we're just sharing ideas macam tu lah most of the time.
Bila last Asad gossip? Sebab kita lama tinggal kan?
Kau bila last?
Oh, tadi.
Have we gossip recently?
Ada.
We did?
Tanya team dia.
Okay, my assistant Atira ni, dia suka gossip.
Dia lah supply. Dia lah supply kan.
Dan Atira like, oh, ya ke? Faham. Akhirnya layan kan.
Tapi, okay, your team ada berapa orang? Sekarang ni ada dua orang. Your manager and your
manager,
assistant.
Also my manager.
Your team berapa orang sebenarnya? Berapa your orang you manage?
Under 100 lah, that's for sure.
Ramai.
Ramai.
Betul eh? Daripada empat-empat business tu?
Ya, empat-empat lah. It depends lah the business punya department kan.
Okay, kita tak tanya lagi. You ada berapa banyak business?
Four.
Empat. Empat-empat ni apa? Satu,
production. Car wash. Landscaping.
Oh, yeah.
Production. And I would say me myself as a campaign doing commercial tu semua, I put it business as well.
Oh, you brand jugalah.
Yeah, so
you.
I'm considered a brand also, yeah.
Tapi sekarang Asad, bila cakap pasal dunia digital, dulu nak jadi artis, dia susah sikit. Sekarang, kalau terviral, dari artis lah.
Okay. Platform banyak, luas.
Platform
lah. Luas.
You rasa itu sebenarnya benda yang tak bagus ataupun bagus dalam business perspektif? Business perspektif tau. Contohnya, orang senang sangat viral dan senang sangat nak jadi celebrity. Influencer lah.
But then I think people are easily entertained, which is also a problem tau. Because then orang cepat bosan. If I'm not mistaken, I went to an event, or is it a forum, something like that. We were talking about the whole social media industry. There's about 66,000 influencers in Malaysia right now, which is quite a lot.
66,000
and still growing. This is including micro and huge influencers as well. So that's a lot of influencers compared to back then. So when there's an oversupply of the in the market, you know what happens to the market? It crashes. You know, because how many clients do we have? Malaysia isn't that big. That's the truth.
Patutlah saya tak ada job.
So, kalau too many influencers, nanti it will kacau the market. Tau. When you kacau the market, everything will crash. No, it's not safe.
Tapi macam mana kalau sebab you kata you...
Tapi adakah itu macam leverage untuk brands dan sebagainya? Sebab they have more options?
Yeah, they have more options. But then, okay, let's just say if last year was 106 million kan Malaysia, you try divide that to 66,000 people. How much can one person make if you average it out? And if there are less people, if the brands are spending that much, people can make more. If your business point of view, not about anything else. But if too many people in the market, susah juga. Too much competition.
Asad tak ada terfikir nak buka talent agency ke? Sebab so far sekarang macam... Sekarang sebab tengok ramai dah influencer. Tak nak sebut nama lah. Tapi ada beberapa influencer dah start venturing di mana mereka ada talent agency.
Management.
Di mana you jaga talent you, klien masuk, datang kat I bagi kat my
then
influencer lah.
Percentage, everything, blah-blah, macam tu kan. I don't want to venture into it because I have to deal with people and dealing with people is the hardest thing. Okay, because business, it's always dealing with people. That's either deal with your staff, your team, your bosses, your clients and etc. Again, so dealing with people, I try to minimize that as much as I can all my businesses.
Tak nak berborak dengan orang lah.
Bukan tak nak berborak. I just want to make the process easier.
Talk to my manager lah. Papa talk to my manager.
No, not talk to my manager. I don't mind you guys talk to me. It's fine. I'm very okay with it. Tapi like from business point of view, I try to minimize the process of... dealing with that.
You ada tak Sat? Sebab umur 22 ni ialah di mana sekarang ni orang baru nak kenal dunia. Umur 22 lah. Maksudnya dah masuk universiti, mungkin baru nak belajar kenal itu, kenal ini, baru nak belajar healing. Right. You tak ada ke kawan-kawan bayar you yang somehow still kawan dengan you tapi dia orang biasa? Sebab I tahu you kau dah kawan dengan orang-orang yang berjaya. Tapi you still tak keep contact dengan orang-orang yang biasa macam ni?
Yeah, ada. So some my friends these days I meet them more often because they're helping my brother with the car wash, some of them.
Oh, macam you hire dia jadi pekerja?
Yeah. Sebab tu dia tak nak deal dengan influencer. Dia nak deal dengan kawan-kawan dia je. It's easier.
Okay, because yeah, there's a standard procedure where I look at it. First, you help yourself, you help your family, you help your friends, and you help your society. And so now I'm at the stage I'm trying to help my friends and family. So some of them, like my brother, he works with some of my old friends, tulung cuci kereta semua. It's great, yeah. But then they always question us, like, how did you did it, etc. You know, because I had like a really best friend. You know, I'm not going to say his name, but he went through the whole process of me from nothing to becoming something. So he saw everything fine with his eyes, but it still comes down to the matter if you want to do it or not, because he saw the whole process. He was there when I was doing the work. He was there when I was putting in the hours, kan? Tapi it comes back to you kalau you nak berjaya atau tidak.
Bila dah umur 22 ni, okeylah, kita be frank lah. Ada tak orang-orang yang memperlekehkan you di usia umur 22 ni ada bisnes? Ada tak orang-orang yang macam mungkin daripada since you punya PA suka gosip? Ada tak gosip-gosip macam?
Itu memang adalah culture.
Asad ni tak ada apa-apa lah, poyo je lah.
Okay, that's normal. I think that's just how it is, but we can't please everyone. So I just try to stay in my lane most of the time. I focus on myself. I try to just focus as I can. I'm not easily distracted, I would say also. So I don't really bother about people saying anything. As long as I keep on doing it, I show them results. There's no point for me to fight saying, yang, oh, I did this and I did that. I came from this family and I had nothing. Because at the end of the day, people will believe what they want to believe. They'll hear what they want to hear, kan? So, I just try to better myself every day.
Asad, bila...
Bila Asad cakap, okay, macam beberapa kali dah siapa dengar Asad cakap yang you try to better yourself every day. People out there, including myself, would like to know, what do you mean by that? Maksudnya, apa yang kita kena buat in order to better ourselves every day?
Okay, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the most perfect human being. Yang Asad macam semua benda perfect, I did everything well. You know, I didn't do any bad things. I would say yang I could say to a degree that I am kind of a good person because I was exposed to the bad side of things and I was also exposed to the good side of things and I chose to be good, so it was a decision made by myself purely. So I chose to live that life and I chose to be better every day. The first thing I did was when COVID happened, I think COVID changed me a lot, you know, and COVID changed the world a lot, I would say. Because just like in the market of business, there's recession, everything, and economically. So I would also say when COVID happened, it was also a reset of the way people were programmed in this world. If you notice, after COVID, everyone was glued to their phone. It's just TikTok every single day, you know, YouTube. Nobody wants to go out. That's just how life is right now. So I chose to better myself by start praying, start working out. Just small steps. I didn't pray on time. I kena ganti solat semua, tapi I paksa diri. And I made it a routine and a discipline. And also if I was say about praying pun, people would say, how do I start praying, etc. First, I did it by force. You know, I did it by force. And then after that, as I started to love it, I started to kenal Tuhan siapa, you know, who's Allah actually, you know. So I started to fall in love with praying and religion, etc. Then I focus on business. Then I focus on my body as well, my mental health. Mental health not really important lah. I just put it aside. I don't really care much about myself.
So my mental strong, kan?
I would say because I've been exposed to a lot of harsh things when I was younger, so it doesn't really bother me much. So I try to be as disciplined as I can. I started to wake up earlier, eat better things, treat people nicer, be more patient. I was a very angry person back then. So whatever I see that was bad before, I try to change and make it better. I'm not going to say I'm perfect, but I tried lah at least.
Bila Asad katanya, bukanlah kata stop, katanya macam tukar lane bidang nyanyian. Sekarang you dah ada business. You tak nak ke revisit balik tempat lama you yang membuatkan you dewasa, which is industri nyanyian? Sebab I tengok dah perasaan dah, you dah direct music video. Dia dah macam ada sentuh-sentuh sikit. Adakah setakat itu je ke, comeback ke? Macam The Rock pun dulu tinggalkan WWE.
Oh, The Rock.
Lakon.
Lepas tu, The Rock.
Ialah contoh lah. Macam tu dia berbakti balik lah. Macam masuklah 2-3 show kan ke WWE. Asal ada planning ke? Ataupun?
Tiba keluar satu lagu lagi ke baru?
Maybe.
Not anytime soon, I would say.
Kenapa Asad tak revisit? Kenapa Asad sentuh sikit-sikit je? Macam bila buat production ni, lepas tu buat music video, dia dah sentuh sikit dah. Tak ada ke masa direct tu, kalau lah aku dalam music video ni, aku yang nyanyi.
Mesti baik kan, fikir macam, kalau music video ni, gempak ni sebenarnya. Yeah, but that's not my main priority right now. I haven't really thought about it pun. So, I'm focused on the things that are important to me right now.
Asad memang elak keluar TV ke macam mana sekarang? Sebab tak tahulah, macam nak keluar nama Asad Motah dekat TV pun
susah dah sekarang.
Macam kalau kita orang buat show pun, nak keluarkan nama Asad Motah sebagai guest pun, dia macam tak terlintas. Asad macam tak serugi ke tinggalkan dunia kaca TV?
To be frank, I would say most of people's attention span have shifted to TikTok and digital. So I try to do things that benefit me more. Like I enjoy going to podcasts because I can hear your point of views. I can read the comments after this podcast and see where I can better myself as well.
Comment so I like, banyak pun.
So tak apalah, tapi I get to learn. Even if it's 10 comments pun, it's 10 new comments, you know. Just like if you look at numbers to reach a million, without that 1 cent you cannot reach a million. Yeah, so every single comment counts, every single exposure and everything I learn, it counts. So I enjoy it a lot. So I'm focused more on this side now. TV, I would say, it's not that I've left it. They do invite me back, but I haven't really had the time to do it yet, I would say.
They invite you untuk apa? Untuk bagi motivation talk ke?
Not really. Just macam what happened to Asad. Most of the time, it's just that, you know.
Kita masih baik juga ni. Sebab ni walaupun keluar TV, somehow, sebab kita cross platform. Okay lah, ni Alia, Asad Motah. Mungkin ada macam-macam yang terindu kan.
Okay, kita dah sembang pasal dulu and then pasal sekarang. We would like to know macam mana you dalam masa lagi, now you're 22 kan, by you 35, apa yang you macam expect you buat at that time, ataupun achievement ataupun goals yang you rasa by that time aku memang dah ada capability untuk achieve this?
Okay, so by 30, 35, I would say my business already autopilot. I don't have to go to the office much. I would say, yeah, that's the plan. But Allah has better plans, so we believe in His plans. Mm-hmm. But my plan is by 30, 35, my business is autopilot. Maybe I already have CEOs running my companies, etc. Mm-hmm. My focus would be raising my family because I want to have really intelligent children. Mm-hmm. And I want a good wife. I don't know who she is, but inshallah, she's going to be perfect to my eyes. But that time is more focused on building my family.
Kalau orang buat bisnes ni, memang dia tak nak cek fokus cinta eh? Tak, ada ni bukan soalan. Ni soalan. Bukan marah.
Tak. Rasa lah bunyi je marah.
Tak, bukan. Sebab ada orang cakap, kalau dah start bisnes ni, kau tak akan fikir benda lain. Nak cari how to make more money je. So, kalau cinta datang tu mungkin kan...
By the way.
Okay. Bukanlah. Mungkin kau sentuh atau tak sentuh. Kalau macam Asad, adakah sekarang yang Asad kata, love stop jap?
Okay, to me, love is totally out the door. It's nothing I look at all. Girls pun is out the door because I'm not sure how these things will benefit me in my personal life. Because at the end of the day, I'm not saying that money is everything. Mm-hmm. But if you're not financially capable as a man, you can't really build your family properly though. Okay, try imagine like this. If you are married as me, I think, the way if you're married as a man, if you can financially provide for your wife, you can put your wife in a feminine era though. She can go out and do her nails, chill out with her friends. She doesn't have to be ta'ekeja. She doesn't have to be masculine. I think every girl would love that. Okay, maybe there are some that would like to build an empire. But I'll say mostly they would like to relax at home and not worry about all these things. So I want to make that my worry so she can relax. Because I've seen my mom struggle and I don't want to put my wife in that situation. So I try to focus on bettering myself first. When I think I'm financially capable and totally ready, then I'll start looking into dating or getting married, etc.
Ke ataupun macam sebab Asad fikir, oh, I'm only like 22 now. It's still a long way to go when it comes to love.
Also say
you are open. Okay, katalah tiba by 24, tiba-tiba pula ada pula, oh, jatuh cinta lah, apalah segala-segala tu kan. You're okay, you're ready to settle down by then. Ke macam mana?
The way I look at it, I would say I can only perform at my best if I am single. So that's the reason why I am not dating also. So once I think yang, okay, what I have is enough, my family is fine, everyone is retired, my parents are retired fully, no one has to worry about anything, then I'll start building a family of my own. Slowly.
Rebota akan pick up. Asap mutah kata perempuan memandingkan.
It's not wrong to have standards, you know. We should bring back having standards. We should bring back masculine men, feminine women. These things are very important, you know, I would say. And that's what's lacking in the world right now. So I have standards of my own. I respect anyone's views and opinions. But the way I look at it is, I want to be the best version of myself first.
Baru
I start looking for someone else.
DM Asap selalu penuh dengan perempuan.
That is normal. There's not much
since
I can do about it.
Since the beginning. Why are you asking me this question?
Okay, so that is normal, right? Because I was a singer before, so they're still there. But I don't entertain much, especially the really beautiful, pretty ones. Like, I don't entertain much because I don't want to get distracted. Yes.
You terus blog.
Okay. Reporter akan pick up. Asad hanya elakkan gadis yang cantik je. Kalau biasa-biasa, dia boleh layan.
Tak ada lah.
Because it's... Okay, people can say that, but it doesn't really matter to me, right? So, the ones yang... Everyone has their own taste, kan? Because I would say yang beauty and looks is very subjective. Because if you want to talk about beauty and looks pun, I would say, most of the time, I would say looks these days have a lot to do with how famous you are. If you're famous, suddenly you're handsome. Like, I wouldn't say I'm that handsome compared back then. Like, last time, I was like, wow, so handsome. But now, no one really cares much because I would say I'm not as famous before. We could say that as well. And looks is very subjective. So, I wouldn't say yang asal tak layan, tak cantik. But it's just that my type of woman, I try to avoid.
Yes. Alang dah cakap tu.
Okay. Kita tanyalah apa, macam mana type Asad, even though
ramai,
dia sebenarnya tak penting sekarang
ni. Tapi ramai
dah
dengar. Tak rasa macam tak penting.
Asad,
yang tengah dengar ni rasa penting
tak,
ni.
Kita confirm Asad rasa benda ni tak penting. Tapi dekat luar sana mungkin rasa penting untuk diorang.
Okay, I haven't really figured out what's exactly my type, but I know what the personality is.
Okay.
In terms of looks, I would just say someone that looks, standard so high. Alamak.
Tak okay je. Just your preference.
Okay, cantik lah. Your
very
kind of
beautiful
cantik.
My kind of cantik is like Angelina Jolie masa dia muda. And that's like really high up there. No, but you gotta set the bar high, you know? Okay. I can, why not? You know?
Boleh.
Berangan boleh. It's free. So, you know, it's berangan. You want to date the younger generation, a younger version of Angelina Jolie. It's not wrong. But in terms of personality, I am interested in women, not really girls. I would say there are two different things.
Okay.
Women, I would say they're more matured. They know their role as a woman, etc. You know, all these other things. Because I rasa macam a man with big vision cannot be with a girl that likes to have fun and party. It's quite a problem to me.
Kalau nak kata Asad, nanti malam kita voice call sampai saya tertidur.
Oh, I
know. Neighbor esok nak bangun pagi, nak business. Tak ada
lah. Yelah, tapi betul lah. Woman lah. I mean like you really, macam you are into someone yang macam you tak payah bela. Maksud aku bukan bela, tapi jap salah cakap. Bukan bela. I mean like, macam girls lah compared dengan woman. Woman yang independent dan sebagainya. Of course
they don't
lah.
Have to be entirely independent, but I want that to be like one of the first things when I see them. So they can take care of themselves when I'm not there. But if I get married to her, I'll take care of her fully. I want her to be like a little baby. I'll manjakan dia, no problem.
Bila last Asad bercinta?
Mungkin tak penting
untuk
kita. Mungkin tak penting untuk kita. Kita kasi disclaimer.
Tak penting untuk Asad, dia penting untuk orang yang tengah tengok.
Penting untuk orang kat luar.
It's been years, I don't really quite remember.
PA tahu tak?
Oh, gossip, 3-4 years, I would say. Yes.
PA lagi tahu. PA lagi tahu berdasar.
She's been with me for a long time, so I think she knows much.
Oh, okay. Tapi masa tak mencari lah. Okay, cukup kot takut. Takut berdebar pula.
You can ask, it's fine.
Okay, that's a love side. Tapi macam bila Asad kata umur 22 ni, let's say you have another 8 years untuk jadi 30. Adakah, apa aim besar Asad sebelum you reach 30 tahun? Ada orang rich kata, I nak keluar, apa tu, yang 30 over 30. 30 before 30, is it?
Forbes tu
Yang Forbes. Kan? Are you aim for that?
That would be great, but saya rasa rezeki is betul masing-masing kan. We can try, because okay, if you look at it, if you target to be a billionaire like Elon Musk, that is nearly impossible to do, you know. That has, I would say it has some sort of luck to get there. Realistically, I'm not going to say I'm not lucky. I would say I'm quite lucky also to be here also. But in order to get that far, it'll be very challenging. So I'll just try to see how far I can go personally myself first. And see what's the best version of Asad Mohtar can be. If my rezeki is above 30, tak apa. If it's before 30, it's okay.
Okay, sebab selalunya kan, kalau kita ada followers dan sebagainya, followers kita mesti melihat kita dengan kacamata yang berbeza. Maksudnya, okay, I see Asad as someone yang macam very, apa orang kata, I would say macam sekarang dah lain daripada dulu. Maksudnya sekarang Asad dah semakin, you know, semakin better lah berbanding yang sebelum kan. So these are the qualities yang followers follow you for. Okay, so diorang mesti akan macam ada questions yang macam, macam mana nak jadi macam Asad. But apa yang siapa nak tanya adalah, adakah possible untuk orang lain to be in your shoes, if not walking in it, tapi macam jadi seperti Asad jadi sekarang?
I believe that actually the people that follow me and cakap they want to be like Asad, I believe they can be better. Because especially if I can tell them what to do, they'll cut that, they'll cut the time frame into half, you know, and become successful sooner. But to be like me, there's nothing so special about me pun. I would just say I would just say I'm an extreme version of a working class man. I just work a lot. So if you keep on doing that one thing, you'll be very consistent in it, kan? Inshallah, you will see progress. It's like if you go to the gym. If you go to the gym for one day, you'll come back, you'll see nothing. But if you go to the gym for 3-4 months, you'll come back different person, you know? So just try to be as consistent as you can. And if you're doing something good, don't stop. Just keep going.
Asad, bila Asad dah lay out Asad punya part business tadi tu, I don't think, ni saya frank lah, sebab Asad dah jujur dengan kita. Saya pun jujur lah. Saya tak rasa empat ini yang akan membawa Asad pergi jauh. Asad dah ada ke your biggest master plan, biggest business yang Asad actually tengah cooking, tengah brewing sekarang ni?
Okay, right now it is brewing, it is cooking, because we finally reached the financial capabilities to do it. But it will take some time to build.
Boleh share?
Sebab dia susah.
Not yet. It's very sebab challenging to do. It involves banks and lawyers and accountants and all these other things. So it's very complicated.
Bisnes apa ni? Okay, boleh bagi tahu tak?
Dia dalam industri apa?
In general. F&B ke?
It will be subscription based. That's one. But I'm not going to say what, because tak ada orang curi idea. Cik, idea ni gempak sangat kan? Tapi tak adalah. To me, I think it's great. But that's something I'll be venturing into soon.
OnlyFans lah. No. I mean, somehow like that. Because you kata subscription. So
Brother.
Masya Allah.
Masya Allah, brother.
Oh, tapi subscription based lah. Oh, we kena tunggukan lah. Itu akan launch bila? Okay, saja je nak tease lah. Nak bagi saya.
I don't know. Maybe in a few years kot. So that's something I'll be venturing into soon.
Menarik, menarik, menarik.
Menarik.
Itu yang akan membuka Asad pergi lagi jauh lah.
InsyaAllah.
InsyaAllah. Okay.
Ke you always have this mentality kalau macam tak okay, kita buat something else. Tak okay, kita buat something else. Ke macam mana?
That I could say that as well. People would say I jump between businesses too fast. But it's because I don't want to waste time. Like for me, when I started the production, this is an honest story. Okay, one of the business, which is the production, I gave every business about 90 days. 90 days means you put your head down, you focus every single day, you work 16 hours a day and see if it can actually work or not. Not just work sikit-sikit, then macam alamak, it's not working out, then start complaining. So I work as much as I can, 7 days a week for 3 months, 90 days. The first month, we made 500 ringgit. My commitment was quite high. It was negative already. Way negative. Then my second month was, we made 3,005. And then on the third month, we jumped to 90k. So then on the third month, when I thought I wanted to give up, that's when I said, okay, this can still go. We just needed time. So we focus on it.
So you will know exactly kalau benda tu akan jadi a waste of time.
Yes. To me, I was looking at 3 months. Like, I became a successful cover song artist also in 3 months. 3 months, I was signed to a record label. 3 months, I grew my business. It's always, to me, it's always a 3 month thing. Some people take a year, but I don't want to waste time because a year is so long. 365 days, you know, try to put seconds in that. That's a lot of seconds wasted or a lot of hours wasted. So I try to not waste my hours. Because me, myself, when I, these days, like interesting, I've been sleeping at 9. After Isha, I tidur. So if I have nothing to do, like these days, I sleep at 9, 9.30. Then I'll wake up at 4.30 because these days, subuh awal, so nak solat tahajud, I have to wake up earlier.
Selalu kalau kita berbual dengan businessman, orang akan selalu akan cerita about your success story. Asal ada tak failure story?
Yeah, of course, a lot.
Boleh tak bagi satu yang prominent, yang paling besar, yang boleh buatkan views meletup?
Views meletup,
Okay, sebenarnya aku dah tahu
business.
Apa maksud kau sebenarnya?
I have so many hard stories, but it's because orang jarang tanya kan. But in terms of business, it's normal lah tu yang kita rugi duit kan. So like, you might hear macam, oh, Asad jump to 90k in the third month of production. Tapi my commitment that back then, per month to run the company is about 50,000. So I would say I've already lost 150,000 and on the third month then. So it was quite challenging for that, but that's boring to hear. But in terms of personal life, I would say back then, 3 days before I became a singer, this is a very interesting story. 3 days before I became a singer, I also released my first song, Senyum. I was invited to Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week, which is, to me back then, which is Kempat Gila and Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week. So when I was invited, I had little to no money because I came from a sort of family. But my mom's doing well now. I'm very proud of her. So I had 5 ringgit in my pocket and I was figuring out the day before, Jam, how am I going to get there? Because I was living in Desa Pandan, specifically Menara Polo. So I walked from Desa Pandan all the way to Pavilion to reach the show. So it took me about 2 hours to walk there. So I was well dressed in my fashioned outfit. Nampak macam, you know, these influencers, they look very nice in social media. So I got there. I was wearing a hoodie, everything, I looked very great. But I sampai 1 hour before the event because I couldn't afford deodorant. So when I couldn't afford deodorant, my body would stink, right? So I sampai Pavilion's toilet. I would sit there and keringkan all my peluh. I would use the hand soap to wash your hands. I would rub it on my armpit so I wouldn't stink. And then I carried on with the show like nothing happened. So after the show, I was like, yo, Asad, great to see you here. I was kind of famous back then already. So they said, jom kita pergi makan kiochon. So when they invited me to kiochon, I said that I was full. Asad dah kenyang. You know, I ate already. Everything was great. Tapi actually, I was starving. I was hungry. Don't order makanan panjang. You know, to me, they were like rich, you know, back then. Like, uish, kaya gila these people. So they had a lot of money. They bought a lot of food. And then they said, Asad, jom makan. I said, tak apalah, I ate already. I said, kena makan. Because I couldn't afford to pay. Takut kalau semua bayar, pisang kan. I didn't order anything. I just sat there and chat. So after they left, the food, diorang tak habis, so I makan sisa diorang because I was hungry. So the chickens they wasted, I ate. I had some rice there, they ate. Some of the workers in Kyochon saw me, I think, that day. Yeah, but surprisingly, a few years later, Kyochon gave me a card where I have free food for the rest of my life. So thank you so much, Kyochon. Yeah, but planning my journey back to my house, I had 5 ringgit in my pocket. I visited the nearest mamat next to Pavilion, kat area Lawyak tu. I bought ice kosong ikat tepi, 20 cents. And then I had 1 roti canai. And then I knew I was going to be tired after the event. So that money was my tambang bus balik. So I took the train to Datuk Keramat. Datuk Keramat took the bus from Keramat to Desa Pandan, Menara Polo. Yeah. Wow. So I would say that was quite a challenging story. But at the end of the day, everyone has a sad story.
Yalah.
So people don't really care about mine. So I just keep on pushing forward and try to be better every day. There's no point complaining.
Kad Kyocon tu boleh pinjam.
Ada banyak-banyak cerita, babe. Aku macam, kau boleh fikir nak pinjam kat Kyocon tu.
I just want to light up the mood lah.
How tapi, about? Let's go.
So, Asad, time tu Asad, okay, jap. Sebab tak terbayang Dek Minda untuk benda tu berlaku dekat Asad semasa Asad tengah famous. Kenapa? Sekejap. Ustaz dia cakap lah sebab, sebab aku dah lalu zaman tu. Dan aku faham perasaan Asad. Tapi macam mana you still carry on? Adakah dia membuatkan you kata, I need to work hard to supaya tak jadi lagi macam ni?
Yeah, of course. I need to work hard so I don't live the same life. Because life is completely your choice. You know, it's your, you make the decision if you want to leave your job and find a better job or not. Or how much you want to earn, etc. Kan? So, I rasa macam I had to do something about it. And I already had the followers. So, I had potential to go somewhere. And I just had to find a way how to convert these followers into money. So, after that, I ventured into singing, etc. So, that's why it changed my life lah.
Okay, okay. Tak terbayang Dek Minda, babe. Dahlah artis.
Dia, tak. Bukan sebab apa. Sebab kita, bukanlah consumer. Tapi kita adalah, I would say kita, kami berdua and then lot of us dekat dalam industri ni, as much as kita kerja dekat dalam dunia industri, kita adalah pemerhati. Pemerhati. So, I'm not gonna lie, I had macam a specific, bukan thoughts, tapi macam POV on you. Maksudnya, bukan POV, macam ni nak cakap eh. Maksudnya
you perceive
macam,
me in a certain way, kan?
Yes. Yes. So, tapi bila you datang hari ni and then you really open up my eyes, maksudnya dekat dalam kehidupan ni, selagi kita tak kenal orang betul, selagi tu kau macam takkan tahu betul sebenarnya orang punya story, macam mana orang apa ni bina kehidupan dan sebagainya.
Betul. Rasanya macam sedih pula bila Asad cakap macam tu. Tapi bila tanya tahu ada semua hidup Kyocon tu. Jadi macam, okay, how about lepas
aku
ni?
Aku je tak percaya kau sedih sebab kau dah sebut pasal Kyocon tadi. So, but it's really great. Maksudnya, thank you Haikal lah sebab invited you.
Thank you to Daniel sebenarnya. Thank you to Daniel. Give credit to Daniel. Daniel's the cameraman is behind. He's a very big fans of Asad Mutah.
Sebabnya macam, sebab to be honest, personally, macam siapa bukan tak consume local punya content. So, I don't really see your content dan sebagainya. But, thank you for coming. Sebab macam, you have like, maksudnya, you dah share something yang macam membuka mata I. Yang dah tua ni.
Aku rasa the biggest lesson that we can get daripada cerita Asad Mutah. You can never judge orang tu daripada apa yang dia ada sekarang ni. You can never know. You kata tak tahu lagi 5 tahun dia akan jadi apa.
Betul? Okay. Because you can say things about them on their current presence right now, but you don't know their ending. Like I would say I was a terrible person before. But mantau tidur jadi ustaz ke, who knows?
Betul lah tu.
You ada planning ke?
Could be. My dream was to be imam dekat Masjidil Haram, tapi I found out tak boleh because you have to be Saudi Arabian, so it's quite sad. Tapi tak apalah.
Pandi Indah ada masjid kan? Okay, Asad, before we left, ada tak kata-kata hikmat ataupun something legacy lah you nak tinggalkan dekat sini lah.
Untuk your generation especially. Generation. Because I believe generasi kami iaitu kita apa? Millennials eh?
Millennials. Kita, you are Gen
Z.
Kami adalah millennials as much as kita orang because we refuse to look at previously sebelum orang kata apa ni culture yang dah lebih woke ni. Yelah. We refuse to see and then to open up our mind towards apa yang Gen Z berkebolehan. Yelah. So maksudnya kalau boleh macam kita nak tanyalah Asad, apa pendapat Asad untuk you know generasi seperti kita ni membuka macam your generation is already following you. Our generation, maksudnya masih lagi boleh strive, masih lagi boleh thrive untuk jadi a better person ataupun untuk achieve goals macam tu.
I would say there's always something to learn from the older generation and the young generation. I would say today I've learned something from you and you've probably learned something from me. So it's always exchange of communication and intelligence, I would say. But I would say maybe the problem is because the older people sometimes, it's normal kan, they have the egoistic punya form, they think macam, oh, budak ni muda. It's like what I face through business semua. Tapi sometimes we know things they don't know and they know things we don't know. So just try to keep an open mind and you'll be constantly learning kan. So if you ask me last words tadi for the audience ke?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Legacy, something to say.
Life has changed a lot though. Okay. But, okay. I would say if you're lucky, you have about 75 years on this earth. I would say, if you're lucky, you know. So don't go out repeating the same mistakes and doing the same thing every single day and call it a life. Go out and take some risk. Focus on what truly matters. Mm-hmm. One day for the man out there, you'll be married. Treat your wife with respect, you know, take care of your family properly. Try to be financially capable so you can put your wife in the feminine era. Like my father said, life is only one day. The past is in the past. And yes, we can learn from it, but tomorrow's not guaranteed. If you want to be successful, success is based on your daily habits. And what's most important is success calls you 5 times a day.
Marilah menuju kejayaan.
Betul.
Hai, alhamdulillah. Alright, terima kasih Ustaz Mohtar atas kata-kata yang sungguh memberi inspirasi. Harap-harap bukan kepada kami, mungkin kepada ramai lagi Betul. Orang di luar sana.
Bukan kepada kami.
Bukan kepada kami saja.
Bukan kepada kami saja.
Dan kami harapkan Ustaz Mohtar juga buka buatlah podcast. Buatlah. Orang dah dengar motivational talk macam ni.
Betul.
Janganlah kata 5 pekerjaan yang paling banyak dapat duit. Tak tu konten dia.
I think you need to start. My friends pun bahan macam tu lah.
I think you need to start to talk something like this lah kot.
Panjang sikit.
Okay. I mean, to give back to the society kot. Macam mana orang selalu anggap.
Maybe I would lah. Because the other day before we end, I solat kat masjid Setiawangsa ni. There was this guy about 30 plus years old. Lepas Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh kan, he suddenly ran to me, say, "Asad, 2 hari lepas I berdoa lagi nak jumpa you, nak tanya pasal business." So I was like, "Wish, if I can attract all the people and they listen to what I say, that's very interesting." So maybe I will venture into podcasting. We'll see how.
Buat
podcast daripada Asad.
Buat sempat lagi.
Jangan lupa kiosk untuk kita orang.
Itu sahaja payment kami.
Kan free tu kan passing member.
Alright, apa lagi? Apa pendapat anda untuk episod kali ini? Harap-harapnya anda juga memberi kesedaran ataupun orang kata inspirasi pada anda untuk menjadi lebih baik.
Betul.
Kameraman boleh tepuk-tepuk tu. Kenapa?
Kameraman kebas. Kameraman lebih berkebas.
Okay, macam biasa kalau anda tengok podcast Tinker, boleh tengok kat TV setiap hari Rabu 8 pagi di digital, YouTube, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Shock dan juga Spotify dengan namanya Podcast Tinker. Kita jumpa lagi minggu depan. Assalamualaikum.
Bye.
Give clap for Asad Mohtar.